figure. So that I become 20 of one. We'll leave now.
Is this what a pastor?
Yeah, and then I usually leave and wait and wait. So you're not always out when I come. Okay. Today.
So you go for my, you go to school today?
No, I go to the trust and then, Ramu, he brings you the chisit. Yeah. Nothing so can do without Baba.
I mean,
it's
a good for you.
It is. It's a real Baba loving God.
Somebody does.
Right before the war, World War II.
That's right.
Huh? Almost right before World War II, I think. This is right before the Second World War.
Ah.
Yeah.
It must be. I didn't know that. But this is all very, very, like wisdom, very good. There's so many nice ones also. One says that never say things of other people, you must, because we can't see our back, our own back or something. We must, as Baba says, look inside you. Or, what is Baba said?
Look to your own fault.
Something like that. Yeah. Because we are not perfect. We are not without fault that we find faults with others. Find your own and try to improve that, and trying to, who are we to judge them? You know, there's something very, very nice words. But that I haven't got at the moment yet.
Did Baba let you look at the paper sometimes?
No. This money, cut it out and all that. This was 38. 38 is, when was 38?
In Maryland?
37. And blue 38 bus. Blue bus too, yes. So I don't know how this came, you know. I really don't know, so long time ago, I came across it the other day. I said, oh, nice, these words are. So I just kept it and I wanted to show it to you all. But no, we go.
I'm listening to a tape now made about the early days in Narbonne.
If you want to listen, you may come a little bit nearer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mustn't do any onion or garlic because the smell does not go from the hand, you know. Baba didn't want that smell in the milk. So it had to be very carefully and fill the flask. 2 cups of coffee and give the boy very clean and nice. We're going to be alone, get away. I don't even know. The road is many, many people are on both sides.
Why would they?
Crowded.
Didn't
even know what to do.
They knew the
problem. Far and wide, didn't I say far and wide? But they knew, like, that whole town. Some people, some families, they knew, and all were standing in a row. Every thought we were going to get away quietly, you know. But there was quite a crowd of, the lane being like that. Yeah. So, a row of people, like this, a row of people all bowing to us, and we're bowing to them. We had to get out of the lane as fast as we could, then we thought we were going to get out quietly without anybody knowing. And no, everybody, how they got the this thing at 2 o'clock to get up and to bow to Baba, it was really, join hands to Baba. How they got the news that Baba's leaving. We thought we were doing all the quiet, everything, and get away quiet.
It's the middle of the night. It's getting near your lunch time, maybe we should
stop. Yes.
I didn't want to make it late.
I enjoyed it. This was all making me laugh also.
That's a good story.
I mean, that was nice. Only, I can't say it, not just fluently, but straight away, the story, you can't let that. You have to repeat like this, and I remember this, and I bring that, and
it's
okay. I forgot about this muscle, everybody groaning. Monday, that side, we heard, and this side, we have a and we all, and we couldn't even, but never mind that. everything. We couldn't sit down, you know, squat or anything, because everything on the ground, and that, every time we bent down. Yeah. All the muscles pulled, painful, very painful. And then on top of that, we couldn't sleep in the night also. Again, we started packing, bending down, packing, bending down. Very funny. But Baba saw us through somehow. Then, and going to Pune, it was good we went in the bus, you know, because the trek to Pune, then if it was, walking would have taken the time. So then this was a Pune road, some cars would come along who might would know Baba, you know, and then stand and talk and curiosity, this and that. So it was good we went quickly in the bus and reached Pune, because Baba knew we'd want tea. We needed tea again. So then Baba told the Mandi to find a restaurant that is not in the, what do you call it, busy place, very secluded place there, if there's a restaurant there. There was a restaurant after leaving all the heart of Pune, little outside there was a nice restaurant. And then we got, I don't know what we began, biscuits or bread and butter, what something was given to us, and ice cups of hot tea, and that again the Bible said. We were all nodding, I didn't see all that, don't think. Then my Gabriel was nodding, and she was, now the driver's driving here, you know. ST bus, that was in, anyway, the driver had a khaki, very, very, you know, that big, like that. He was driving. Gabriel was so sleepy, like that. She saw the berry, she said, it's very lovely. Yes, she wanted to play head on the berry and go to sleep. She said, how nice it is. But every time she said, be reminded, no, this is his head. That's why we told Baba, but Baba said, don't you put your head there. We were so sad, so tired, and Estibus, it was ordinary Estibus. And between, there was a curtain, you know, bed sheet tied, Manli at the back, and me and Baba in the front. Six seats, and so Mani, Meru, Gavir, we all nicely separate seats, anywhere, Baba separate. Not the driver's seat, but a bit back, but front seat. We were behind Baba, yeah. Gavir was right behind the driver. So then we reached Belgaum, and when we reached Belgaum, you know, that was all the time in the bus. Oh, it was raining so hard already in Belgaum, so much rain, that when our destination came, that outside Belgaum, there was a huge field, land, and that was gifted to Baba. Some Hindu had gifted to Baba like that, you know. So they had three rooms built, like a little cottage, we call it front room. One room like that, one other room, like the three rooms, no, veranda, just a room. And a little bit outside like that, then another room, and something, maybe another room, like a, what do you call it, store room. Anyway, this was a nice little separate room like that, a bit away from our house, and that is Baba's bedroom. But it was newly built in a hurry, and so the cement was all wet. Everything, the tata had just been hammered and everything, all that. And the chilly air and cold and all that, so we would have gathered some bedsheets across the tata, we put in Baba's room, that we wouldn't get the chilly air and all that. But Baba's tata too, like money, catch cold and all that. And so on, the ground was all wet, no bed, and this much narrow mattress wouldn't do any good. You know. So anyway, we sent for planks, and that also came. Because we reached there early, next morning. So we had, again, early, maybe 10, 11, 12 o'clock, I don't know. Anyway, we had plenty of time to do Baba's bed and see to Baba's comfort and all that. There was planks laid out, and on that we put Baba's mattress and bedding and all that, keep warm, Baba warm. Ours was a nice house, like a house, you know, a grand house, ordinary, very ordinary, Hindu type, but next room, very tiny room, mine, and Mani's bed, just beddings, fitted like Mani's here, little tiny space, 2 feet or 1 foot away, my bed in a row here. And here, my trunk and Mani's trunk, and then tiny space to walk. Very narrow rooms are that, and the other room was nice, but that we didn't use for, what do you call it, to sleep or anything. That was where we brought our food and ate there, and Baba's trunk and I don't know what all there was. Anyway, the other front room was a nice little room again, very narrow but oblong like this, and then Mani and Meru's and Gavir's bedding were there. Now Gavir's bedding corner was such a way that there was like a part of the field, the land you may call it, a little bit slope. So the rain water had accumulated there and it seeped through the foundation, the wall of the building, of the thing, and the water, the dampness came inside. So poor Gavir, she was never warm. Her bedding was like wet, like as if it's dipped in water, so wet. Yeah. And then she tried to change her place and all that, but then the room was very small. So, and she put in the sun and then, anyway, there's a small house that was built and a well been dug, or was it? It was ready there, but after it was given to Baba, was the well made there? Baba knowing that this will come useful for the new life. What all that we never asked. But some Brahmin had given this very nice thing. I mean, Belgaum is very good soil. Everything very good. How would you say, flourishing, like, very, very nice. Mango trees, so many, many mango right in front of our listening, the main road, that, after the field, and the main road like that. That side of the main road, three mango grow, or orchard, we call it. Very beautiful. Road. But open field, this side, the back side of the house, and it's so quiet, we could sit on the shade of others, when the sun went like this, we could sit in the shade of others. Washing and cooking, all we had to do. Cooking of the mandali, we had to do. Everything we had to do. And so on. Baba saw in the kitchen, what is not there? Is it ready? No, the mandali are hungry. Yes, Baba is this. And then Baba turned the door and said, nice, it is light. It is what you call cooked and all that. In half an hour, will be ready, half an hour. Yes, Baba. Baba again will go back to the mandali and tell the mandali, only half an hour. Yes, have to wait only half an hour. Then, you know, like Baba will go, come back and forth. Mm-hmm. That. He was never, what do you call it? Quiet means?
You're so active.
Active all the time. Mm-hmm. I like to be on the move all the time. So back and forth, back and forth. At last, we send the bhakulas there. Baba will go with the bhakulas very proud. To let them sing now. And now we eat now well. And like that, you know. So I need to say chutney or something. Then after doing all these many days, money was always near the fireplace. But I would direct her because Baba told me not to go near the fireplace. So everything I would tell her, how much garlic, green ginger, green chilies, or red chilies, or what spice for the curry, and how many potatoes to be cut for so many people, and some. That Mani would not know because she was quite new at cooking, but she had to do, and Bhavir, of course, you know, doctor in not cooking, but she had to do something also. Well, I did the masala, grind the masala, made also doing something. I don't know. Anyway, we all got together to get the thing ready before it was even 10 o'clock or something. Right. After 10, the food would go. Baba also ate there sometimes with us. Then one day, Kakaji got the, what do you call it, whim, the mood, the enthusiasm, you call it, you know, that I'll make patties, Baba. Now, it'll be much job for the women to do patties as well as all and rice and this. I'll make patties today, Baba. Everybody will like it, will change and have nice patties. So, Kakaji asked how we made the patties. Did you come to our kitchen? I think so. We came to our kitchen. We were supposed to come in the house, stay in the house in there. It was like this long time ago. I forgot. But this I know that Kakaji made very nice potato patties. Patties? No. Patties. Flat. And so Baba liked it very much, you know, that Kakaji was very proud. Like this. He was always very happy when he cooked nice, and Baba relished it and made it very proud and happy. Kakaji would be. He liked to cook. And see Baba enjoy it. That was in Belgaum. Then being Diwali time, I don't know, Nagu had come here before we left, so she had brought firecrackers for us, small bundle like that. So we were too busy packing and all that, not in the mood of any firecrackers, and it was not exactly, maybe it was Diwali, it's in October, what it was, I don't know, anyway. So we took all with our other luggage, we put this firecracker bundle also with our things. And so when we were there in the Diwali day, we brought the firecracker and told Baba that we have it. So Baba was very happy about it. Baba said, give me some. And he took them to the mandali and said, you all play these and a few the women will. And so there were a few with us and then the mandali were playing firecrackers. So that was at Diwali. But they had to come and fill water in the very deep well. Because the soil was very good. How many feet down was topsoil? Topsoil means, you know, it's chocolate soil. Such good soil. And then very low down, then the morum, this gravel kind of thing. So many feet. And after that, you strike the stone. Then water in that stony part. So well was deep. And so Baba's orders were to us not to be, what do you call it, angry with us, or upset, or say angry words to each other, or impatient with each other. All these very difficult things. At such a time, you are in a hurry and you want to. You know, but you have to remember the orders are very difficult. So when filling the water, you know, it was very, very. All the mandali came along and they were trying to be very sweet to each other. But one time, then there was this box full, and Neil doctor could not lift it. So he wanted to tell Arva and Ho, you see it, why did you lift it? You want to come on, lift it. So he was, Arya, Utao, very And when he was in Bishan Brown, said he was a little voice and we could laugh. We heard him. And Gavin was there to tell us all the fun. Yeah, and then in the morning, Adi would sing Baba songs and Aarti and all that. After tea, when Baba went there, all morning, an hour or hour and a half, I don't know. But it used to be rather cold and chilly with so much rain. It was chilly and cold, we all used to. We had not much to do because we had to start cooking with about, say, 7 o'clock. It was, we got up early, about 5:30 or something. So it was, we were getting in our rooms, it's all shivering and like that, being, trying to be comfortable in the weddings and all that. Then after the wedding, getting warm again, then we all come back in the kitchen and hurry up with the cooking and all that. We got the cooking done as when Baba wanted by 10 o'clock, everything was ready. But all that, you know, much, all, you know, there's tiny details. We can't say about all those things, but it is. Like I said, you know, our muscles here, all tight after walking, without stopping, 17 miles at a stretch, without stopping, you know, after Supa, to go to Suru is 17 miles. And in the sun, now the sun was hot. Because the morning had passed and all that, and the sun was hot on your head. I don't know what we had, the umbrella or something. Anyway, we were all very, very hot, tired. Feet were tired. It's good we had shoes that were comfortable, but Mugabe's was not comfortable, and Baba was not comfortable in his feet. With sandals, you can't walk many miles. Somehow, loose sandals, you can't. The foot slips as well as rubs against the, what do you call it, leather? The strap, all the time, they're too much for a little walk like that, Baba always. But this mice and mice, so we had canvas, those brown canvas shoes that we gave them to Baba and also they were comfortable so Baba could walk. So these little tiny things, as I said, Baba would throw my shoes, she goes trying to, this is hurting me, what am I doing? I'm going to walk bare feet. I said, no, Baba, don't do that. And we all walked there and we were on the roadside. It's good, there was nobody to see us, you know. It was early morning. But Baba had just left it because the sun was rising, so when it was not any more dark than Baba. So it was no danger of walking alone women. And so then he with the mandali and we were walking. Yeah, and now I think it was really nice. And really fun. Lovely. It was nice here. But there I don't know that it was so cold, Baba. More cold. I said, Mom, I was just getting purple fingers and then we walked all swelling, no? And so painful also when it's suddenly warm. At last, when the sun was warm at 11 or 12 o'clock, and we were not stopping to eat at all. We were so hungry with a little, what do you call it? Breakfast, so little, and just a cup of tea and all that. Then, of course, the sun beating on the back and all, then we got one warm thing off, then the another warm thing off, and all these warm things we were going to carry. It was good. We had the two donkeys. That was my idea. I had to drive two donkeys. And they had stitched sacks on them, you know. You sew it like this, so you can put it like this. So the things were tied on around the back of the sack, and we put all the warm things here, there, two of the donkeys, both were nicely. But there was not too much weight with them. But donkeys, you know, have a certain habit that now nobody knew about that. Gustaji and the men didn't know when they started from Banaras or Sarnath. They tied the donkey and said, come on, like a horse, but no, they won't. So I was like, pulling and tired and beating and everything, coaxing. Oh, what to do now? Baba said, gone so far, and this caravan and this all bullock carts and all the mandali, white horse in the front with donkey, and this the caravan was at last because the western bull that was there, you know, we had a western animal, what do you call it, bullock. It was very fine, but his speed, he was very strong, he never got tired, but very slow walk. Like Indian, if you touch them at the tail, they walk fast, but he, you know, he walked his own, so it was very, very slow, but Pendu was driving. So Gustaji was behind this caravan, he also wanted slow, but when these things wouldn't walk, even by beating or coaxing or tying them, pulling. Then he thought, oh, best tie them all to the caravan. So the bulls would pull the caravan and the donkeys would pull like this. And they say, my word, how can you travel to the donkeys or pull like this? With force, they didn't actually pull. So then they came at last to this destination where we stopped. Who said to him, Baba, I can't manage donkeys. They wouldn't walk even by beating or nothing. And so I then tied them to the caravan. They all pulled like as if they're going to be hanging, hung like this. The next week. Baba said, now what shall we do with donkeys now? This run over by them, and how can you leave donkeys just like that? And it can't be done now. We've taken them for our use. We must keep them. So Baba said, now I'll tell the woman. They have suggested about donkey. Let's see what they have to say about it. And maybe they know the answer to it. So Baba brought the thing to us, means this thing about donkey. It didn't mean the donkey. He brought the story to us to tell us that Gusaji was in charge of donkeys. The donkeys would not walk. And they very harass. What do harass means?
So much trouble,
and they went through so much like this, and difficulty and all this. The donkeys are like this, and what on Baba says, a nuisance. What are you use there? I said, Baba, donkeys should not be pulled and all that. They should be let loose and to be driven from the back. Haven't the money seen on the roadside? Then they have this sense. We know that. Give us the donkeys, in our charge. I said, all right, take the donkeys in your charge and see that they walk and be useful. So the next morning when we started, would you believe? We put the things in money and made quickly, so to carpets, ordinary carpets we had to have made little sack and all that, tied them on the back, and we let the two dogs loose. So we were very happy. They ate grass, yeah, they fell back, oh, then they ran in the front, and very nice with us on the front, you know, front means Baba and Eraj would walk in the front, far up to that. Then we had and go away like this, and behind us, Mani, Meru, with the donkeys. Very easily, they just, and they would walk fast, and very easily we got donkeys walking, and there was no trouble, nothing. The Baba said, fine, the woman knew the answer to the one. So that's how it is. So it is detailed. And then we went to Dehradun, the Baba had most of the animals, sold. Soul, but we were in Jaunpur, some place we were there. Baba said, not from here, we are going to travel in the train, then there is something, we have to walk, but we don't need this camel carriage. I think it was camel that they had sold, and then, the two cows that were there, and it was real fun. We don't need a doctor, he's a Hindu Brahmin, you know, he's a Hindu, so he loved milk. So Baba and then started Baba said, you love milk, don't you? Oh, yes, Baba, I love milk. Now he did not know that Baba, if he says that, what will happen? What will happen like that? No, but Baba was not a trick, but the first thing he said, you like milk? All right. He said, yes, then you carry these two, one of the calves, of the cow. Yeah. The calf can't walk so many miles, Baba said. So if you like milk, you must carry the calf also. So poor man, he was carrying the calf home. It was so very minor. At last, Baba relieved him. He said, no, I put it in either van, caravan, or to hold it turn by turn. What happened that I don't know. Anyway, we used to get very good milk, but that did not last long. Baba had to sell this beautiful cows. They were not ordinary cows. They were bought and given in Sarnath, Banaras. Mm-hmm. These were called very good cows. Banarasi cow is something very nice, very lovely cows, lovely, straight, horns, the body, they're well fed, good cows, I mean, everything very nice about them, not white cows, not the skinny and not the very fine cows. So we had to sell those also, with the calf and everything. I think Dr. Nilu must have been quite happy, and he must have given up the love for milk, you know. Baba said, to ask if you like milk. He said, yes, well, then carry the calf. The trick of Baba saying that. Okay. So these little things, and then when he got to Dehradun, Baba saw the white horse also. We didn't need the white horse anymore. White horse was so the stronger one that we sent for, and he wouldn't give the right price, and they would argue that we are in the, what do you call it, need of getting rid of the horse. And they won't give us the right,
price.
Yes, and there's a grown-up big horse who he can draw tonga, harness to tonga also.
Strong.
Huh? So that man can now make money on him by having a tonga and whatever it is, higher than the tonga and all that. But so the man came and went, and we said, no, we don't want to sell it to you, like this. So we went on like this, Baba and Mandi, and then this man came, all right, what price is the idea? And so it was. We find a beautiful big horse, and this man was trying to cheat us. And then one thing, Baba did was very funny. He gave a patin, patin. He said, Sadasri patin, that you take these two donkeys and sell them 10 rupees each, for 10 rupees. But the donkeys would not get sold, you know. So for 12 or 15 days, the donkey had to keep. So they were, he had to buy fodder for them. She said, 10 rupees. They ate more than 10 rupees so many days, and nobody bought them. So they were so expensive, you know. Yeah. The price they got that much, but they were eating more than the price they got. It was very funny like that. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
A serious part also comes, but some places laugh too much. Can you erase that?
Yeah.
You can, no? It doesn't matter a little bit here and there with more erased. It doesn't matter because it's not so important around.
Well, if you hear it just now, you tell me.
I'm talking about the first tape. In which we talk about Baba's Dhuni, I think so. I don't know what else we talk about. Yes, that he said he was going to observe silence. I think it's all in that.
Mm-hmm.
The very first tape. Didn't you mark it? A, B, C, D, why didn't you mark it?
Well, this is the one we played last week.
Last week? No, but that's the second time.
Well, it's the same tape, but it's continuation. It's this tape.
The same tape?
Yeah, we just have a little bit left to finish on it.
So okay, then there's the same tape you played first time and second time also. Okay.
Yeah. It's a long.
So then you will know, it's the first day what you played, and that, I laugh, and this metal, as Mani said, metallic, our voice changes, you know, it becomes sort of harsh, hard voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, my voice is a bit thick, but in this it sounds very funny. I don't recognize my own voice.
Okay.
Oh,
you know, like last week when you told me some few things about what you had left out on the new life? Remember you said, I forgot to say this.
See what?
When we were, it was talking about the new life, and then you said, oh, I forgot to say that we were so sore and this and that.
About that. Then what about it?
Well, is it all right if I took that down last week?
Which part of the day? Will you have a continuation?
Yeah, I'll know.
It should be.
But you don't mind if I take it down?
I don't mind at all, but is it must be said?
No.
It's so little that it should have gone with the thing where now reached the cinema theater and we were at the back of the screen, Manvi at this side, and we heard them groaning, and then we found that we also felt the muscles, painful. Yeah. When there's no furniture, we have to squat and look in the, bag and all that.
Right.
What is it? Sacks? You can't bend down. Even bend down was painful, and sitting down painful, everything was all the time.
No, I took it down last week, but I just wanted to tell you I took it down, so if it's all right.
Yeah, okay. If I've said it well, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought it'd be incomplete.
Oh, yes, it'd be nice then.
It's
because
okay.
It's, one, it's important because it shows that, it shows that how much we work, that we're not used to it, so the muscles are also in the first trip, not trip. First walking journey was rather painful this way, you know.
Baba must have felt also.
Yeah, but Baba couldn't grow no more. Not a sound, Baba, everything silently. So if you've taken that down, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, I just wanted to tell you.
Yes.
You said you told me to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you took it down there to remind yourself about
it. Well, I did.
And then when did you take it down?
No, because see, I have this tape recorder here. I kept it here in case that you remembered something. And you could tell me, and then afterwards, and I'll note down on this tape is about this.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. I think this is still about the new life.
But when we came to Pune, Baba told Mandi to see a restaurant where it is out of town, you know, it's quiet. The flooring was not quite. So Baba didn't have money to give them, but to take this land,
sell
it and get your money from that. Whatever, this is your gift to me, I give it to you back again. And so they're quite happy to have it back.
Is the mandla property?
No. No, Belgaum. Belgaum, very first stop, New Life there, because we had to reach there in the bus, because we had to get there in time. Walking could not have done, because walking through Pune is not nice, or people know you and look at you, and also we... What I want to say is this.
Property?
No, Sushila. Sushila, her sister. She's quite different looking. She's fair, good looking. Sushila is just opposite. Just opposite.
Yeah. Indu.
Huh? Indu. Indu, yes. And so on. So she got married. For marriage to New Baba, then she got married to this one.
This one. Haldankar or something.
Haldankar, yes. Well, I don't know, whatever. His job and all that. But he had 2-3 girls and I don't know, 2 sons or what, that also I don't know. But she had brought them all to Guru Prasad. When Baba's second accident was there, Guru Prasad, that time they came and sort of talked about this and that difficulty in money, this and that, one, the children to be married, now they are hard up and so on. So after taking this field, this properties will bring you much money, because it was a very lovely big property. It means field, land, and this house in it, and the little room that was built for Baba, and there were rooms built for the mandli. So all that Baba gives them, so that might bring them money, so whatever it is, Baba gave the whole thing back to them. That's what happened in Guru Prasad in 65, that time. So they're very glad to have it back. It belonged to her husband. So
up to that.
Now she doesn't have the husband not living anymore. No. But she has her children married and she's quite happy, I think.
She doesn't come anymore.
She knew Baba and it's a long story, you have no idea. What happened before Sushila even knows with this girl? You know Vishnu Masters?
Cousin.
Are they relatives of his?
That cousin.
Cousins, are they?
First cousin
means his father's brother's children? Yeah, must like be that. Whatever, that I don't know. Anyway, this girl, Indu, she is, how do you say, very pleasant looking and fine, tallish and very nice. She was in, what do you call it? In looks. And all that, whatever. Vishnu brought her to Baba and so on. And so Baba. Then she traveled with Baba for some days, you know, with Vishnu and Mandi, and she was with them too. Baba took them somewhere. Where she liked to go, I don't know where it was, Allahabad, where they went. I don't know, we never asked, but somehow we found out that she traveled back. But you know what all this is? It's very, I feel very touched and sad for Baba, because he want to awaken love in everybody, even Sushila had tried, but Sushila, I don't know how much love she has for Baba. But that does not matter what I want to say. But it, also, Indu, Baba tried her. Also. Tried her means?
He took pains.
Gave her attention. Yes. When she was brought to Nasik, where we stayed, you know, Baba told Naja to give her, to see to her welfare, what do you want welfare? Her food should be exactly as she would like to, if she wants ghee, you know, purified. Yes. That's the habit of having it on the dal and rice. See that, don't refuse anything. All the detail, the care Baba took of her. Now, how much do they appreciate that? It's very, even your mother, your father wouldn't care. You know, I mean, it's a detail. I don't know, maybe so. I do other things about clothes and sari, Baba. That I don't know. I don't think so. Whatever it is, I know that Baba told her to stay with us in Nasik. Well, when you stay with Baba, don't you come around and say, oh, I would love to do something, some service for Baba. Baba now kept her with us because he does not stay in Nasik. When we were in Nasik, all the time Baba was visiting outside Nasik, you know, how to say, going outside Nasik for what is work, is contract with that. No, this one must work. House was doing or wherever you want to go, that we never asked. But this is that, so this Indu was with us girls. What do you think she did? You know, we used to have no bedding, what do you call this? Beds. No beds, no chairs, no anything. A bed was one in this middle room bed, Sunamasi. It was not a real bed. It was my friend's children's bed, which is like 1-story, 2-story, and 3-story, like that, you know, all together in bed, that, huh? Okay. Yeah. So Sunamasi was using the downstairs bed, what you call the lower bed, and the second bed was all Pasara. Pasara means Pasara, you know. And then the top thing, they couldn't reach, so nobody put anything there. So it came for use for her money whenever she came for holiday. Okay. She had a bedding put there, and she was very comfortable up on there. She used to climb up and sleep there. What was that? Yes. So in our room, the front room is very nice room, but the from our room, the wall, this thing, there was a lot of space all up to that wall. Can you see that wall? No. All up to that wall was space, and then there was a main road. So we had very far away the main road and all that. We didn't look, and we had a little bit, what do you call, curtains of beads that we don't, we may get a little breeze like this, and all, it was pretty, and we had beads and we didn't, and something like that. Anyway, what I want to say is this, that then we were on the floor, mm-hmm. and the carpets are beddings in the morning, we just roll them up, dump them inside, we had to roll the kitchen, and I don't know the mosquito nest, I forget that now. I don't think there was a mosquito nest. I'll ask them, my others, that I don't remember. But this I know, there were plenty of, not mosquitoes, but you know, what do you call the bugs, bed bugs. Half the house we were living in, mm-hmm. three rooms, a nice big veranda and everything very nice. But the kitchen was downstairs, there was godam, and there was other rooms downstairs. Means like how outhouses, but very good condition. All simple, whitewashing, but nice it was, everything livable, you can live in there. But we had this one big room for a kitchen and storehouse and whatever. And one very nice room was Baba sent for a billiard table. And what a billiard, what do you call this? Yeah. Table tennis. Yeah, that Baba told us half an hour we must play because we were working all the time. We were not coming out of the, you know, what do you call it? The compound. We never came out of the compound, never. So only the kitchen, from kitchen. In the bungalow like that, but kitchen was a bit far away, like that, by Baba's room, like that, mm-hmm. Manli Hall, mm-hmm. from there, round, we had to come to our, so we had to walk, like this much, and there are verandas there, so, never mind, we have a veranda to our house also. Now, I want to tell you this is a classic house, but middle doors were all shut. These were three bedrooms, mm-hmm. the middle was a big hall, drawing room, and other set of bedrooms, all that belonged to the landlady.
Brahmin family?
Yes, Brahmin, high class Brahmin. So, all these are three doors. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, anyway, they were shut. But, why I'm telling you this, you know, the Brahmins never keep their beddings clean. They wash their hair nearly every day, or whatever they do, flowers here, or they make puja, means worship God, and this and that. They cook after having bath, and they show the first. What is, they serve food and play the first thing they will offer God and some kind of prayer, this is whatever he has given, so we offer to you and we have it because you give it. Whatever the prayer is, I don't know properly, but this I know, the Brahmins are high class, but the bed is never clean. So clean means they don't use pillowcases. I don't know what they do. We don't know. Only we know that there are so many bed bugs. We had no bed bugs. Clean our room was. Yeah. My sister was using it first, it was clean and it was empty for some time, so the bed bugs were not here at all. We were in another house. It's a long story. They first stayed in those outhouses where my sister and husband were in this bungalow. Then Baba came and told us we all go and live in this other nice house, and so we all went there and this was empty. So there was no smell of human flesh, or so all the bugs, maybe few, they went back to the Brahmins, Hindus, it belonged to them.
Yeah.
But from under the doors, they said, under through the finest little crack, they would come. So when we were down on the floor, bed bugs. So I had a very deep sleep, I didn't care. And bed bugs did not come from me too much. Mosquitoes always much more. But never mind all this story. But I want to tell you why.
Indu, she didn't.
Yeah. So these bedding rolls, when I so caught, put my husband on it, Naja and somebody else. So there'll be a jumble of bed on top of the other, that we keep the room empty for us to walk, and if you want to put the roll down, we sit on a new chair, but we didn't need to sit on me all the time in the kitchen, this and that. It's a long story. So Noma's had a lovely buffalo given to her as a gift from some of her friends or something. 18 sears of milk that buffalo gave, really. And we had our own mill, but we didn't know what to do with it, sell it. It was very beautiful, and so the cream and all is so thick and lovely, and so we gather the cream, and we never ate the cream, would you believe? And then I had to make butter, gather the cream in a big jar, and then when the cream is over, because you put dahi in it, so it's not bad, then it becomes dahi. But after that, then you have to beat it, but you couldn't do it this much. Very little you can do this way, you know, with the firki. But this was much cream, your hands would get all hurt. So there's a way of doing that the Hindus do, a string
around
the pole, and then that thing in it, and the string around it, and another string, and then it's zoop, zoop, zoop. It's very nice, and then it took time, sometimes 15 minutes or 10 minutes, or I don't know how long. Anyway, it depends on the climate also, when it's cloudy and all that, or something happens that the butter does not come quickly, does not form. Then you have to use warm water or cold water or something, you coax it, and then of course, when butter came, such a lot of butter on it. And I was so fond of butter, you have no idea. Mm. At home, I didn't even care for cream, you know, my mother on the porridge she would give us, but what do you call it, butter. I loved it very much. But you will not believe, I felt my mouth watching to see the fluffy, fresh butter from the cream, but I did not have not tasted that butter. I told Rajiv, I said, but why did you tell us and why did you take some from it? I said, no, it was meant for Baba all then. It was too funny because you have no idea. Even now I think, oh, stupid Baba wouldn't have minded my eating, but inwardly you feel guilty. Then, oh, like a greedy thing, you start eating before you give it to Baba.
You said Baba was outside.
Baba was off station. But in our hearts, we knew that this ghee was to be used for Baba's food. Oh, and the same ghee for our food, we don't have to buy. So it has to go, I don't know, whatever, for a little of a teaspoonful of butter, won't have
matter.
But like, this is a story of this. But what I want to say is this.
Hindu.
Yeah, Hindu. There's much work to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to help another. When Baba's in Nasik, Baba's with the Mandali most of the time at my sister's place. Sometimes when then he comes eat at 11 o'clock at our place, means not in these rooms up on the bungalow where half the Brahmins and half the bed with the bed bugs and all that. But Baba's room is clean and nice, always on the floor, Baba's seat. What do you call this?
Cushion.
And carpet with a thin mattress. You must have a mattress, otherwise, it's cold floor. Mm-hmm. A thin, small mattress with cover, nice little cushion, all that, and Baba Sipsit then had his lunch there. Now, that's the lay of the land, as you would say. But when Baba brought this Hindu girl and said, you look, this doctor, and then whatever. All right, then Baba went and so my mother thought she'd come along. And, you know, we have to suggest to tell I do something for Baba, that means serving Baba or something. We waited, but this girl never came. When we after we finished our work and went up to see, in our bedroom, she was nicely put her bed in such a way, and she went on. Was sleep on the bed all the time. How did she? How did she like to sleep? And others are working, and she nicely sleeping away 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, any hour she just lay there. It's not nice to say, I guess, talking behind one's back, but to state the fact is this: that in her house, how she must have worked with children and her husband, how she must cooked, and how she has worked to bring up the family. And because at Baba's house, he would like to do something, but she not touch one thing. I mean, how much does she love Baba? This is what I'm saying, that Baba, so much love and care and all this, and here these people are just lying and sleeping and all. We felt very that is mine. We felt sorry for Baba like that, you know. And we didn't like the girl. Look at her, how she's behaving. Yeah. She's not even offering to do something. It's a long story. This is the story of Hindu.
Didn't she also sort of Baba called her at Karwar and she did some cooking?
Yeah. But we never told Baba that she did not touch your things, she doesn't work, she doesn't want to do any service or seva, because seva means it's very nice to serve the perfect master or the avatar and all that. At that time, you don't know Baba's avatar, but still, she knows Baba's status, she brings Baba, she bows to Baba and everything, and then when Baba's not there, she goes out to sleep on the thing. How you would feel that you're all working and trying to make up time, like quickly, this, everything quickly, and then you want to come see what Indra's doing, she was sleeping. So that's what I'm saying. A Shrivsila, something like that. She does not want it. It's not nice to, but I can tell you the facts. You know, Vishnu. Vishnu was very fine person. He had such fine manners, so gentle, so everything very well. And great respect for women he had. And so Susila was whatever, cousin, whatever. Anyway, he used to see to Susila. That time she didn't live with us. She was living outside in Pune, in Vishnu's own somewhere places. But Vishnu, I don't know where he stayed. In Guru Prasad somewhere, all this about the men, I don't know. But anyway, what I want to say is this.
He used to see to her.
What was it ever?
Well, he had
a lot of respect. No, yeah. He had a lot of respect for women, that didn't be a Baba, so he had much respect for me and all that, and he was very like this. And, but he never showed himself or joined hands to us or nothing, but we knew he was a fine person. All that. So he used to tell Shila about Baba and this and that, you know, like this. But she, that moment she would listen all that. Then, all right, at the time of the new life, what time it was, I don't know, Baba wanted each one out to go home, you know, like that. She was disbanding the ashram upstairs on the hill.
Yeah.
Katie was told to go to where?
Bombay.
Nava's place. Katie and Nada.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had space and they could afford to keep them, all right. Then,
Khoshan,
Masi, Ranu, and Katie at Mirji's place. Well, they didn't have a good time there for this. We don't go into that story. It's very, you know, say. Never mind. Then what I want to say is this.
Sushila.
So very hot and so good. So we said, oh, learn nursing is a bit easier. You know, she's not very bright. She has to no, she wants to become a doctor. Can you imagine?
She failed.
She studied. Nagu,
yeah.
Who had become a doctor. Nagu and they both would sit down to read doctoral books and whatever they had to study and all that. Sushila would open a book, read about 9 o'clock or something, then she would nod and all that. By 10 o'clock, she'd fast asleep. She would, Nagu, Sushila, you can't go to sleep. You can't become a doctor if you sleep. You have to keep awake at 12 or 1 o'clock and you have to read. What do you do? And then she would tell her, and what do you call it? Encourage her and say, box her into it. But Sushila was fast asleep. She didn't want to insert herself. This is what I want to say. And she wanted to become a doctor.
Right.
How can you become a doctor if you don't want to put your mind to it and strain and stress? No, she didn't want to become a doctor. How can you become a doctor? And Nagu, I still remember, then she said, my, look at Sushila, how can you become a doctor? She's going to sleep fast asleep. Look at me, I have to study 12 and 1 o'clock. And I go to bed 2 o'clock. Only then you can let this. She said, no, never mind, let her do what she likes. How can you tell her she won't like it? So like this, she wanted to become a doctor, but not study and have that, what do you call it, the trouble of